PSPA Matters, Neuro 2023 International Research Symposium. Neuro 2023 poster presenters. We were incredibly lucky to hear from four brilliant speakers of the symposium who were presenting their posters. All four covered a wide variety of research questions. Integrative genetic, transcriptomic, histological and biochemical analysis for PSP implicates glial activation and new risk genes. Dr. Kurt Farrell, Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai, New York. They conducted the largest genome-wide association study, GWAS, of PSP to date and found six independent PSP risk loci which correlated to five known genes and one novel gene. After fine mapping of the significant loci, the genes MOBP, STX6, RUNX2, SLCO1A2 and C4A were prioritized as potentially causal. The study also showed a distinctive oligodendrocytic signature that distinguishes PSP from other neurodegenerative diseases. Molecular subtyping of PSP, a proof of concept. Dr. Ivan Martinez-Valbuena, Rossi Institute, University of Toronto, Canada, winner. The study used 4R tau seeding amplification assays to examine 4R tau's ability to spread through the brain, examining 20 brain regions of 25 different PSP patients. They showed that high molecular weight tau has a greater seeding capacity and that its prevalence in various regions correlates with the susceptibility of those regions to PSP. Therefore, PSP has multiple molecular drivers and shows we need better molecular classification of PSP, which would hopefully enable more personalized therapies. Consistent and distinct involvement of the cranial and spinal nerves in PSP and other tauopathies, Dr. Hidetomo Tanaka, University of Toronto. This study was looking to clarify the involvement of tau pathology in the peripheral nervous system, PNS. The study showed for the first time the seeding capacity of tau to the PNS, where extensive tau deposits were present for the majority of PSP cases, whereas tau pathology was not evident in the PNS of Alzheimer's disease cases. Differential patterns of in vivo synaptic loss in relation to tau accumulation and gray matter atrophy in amyloid negative versus positive CBD. Dr. Negin Holland, University of Cambridge, winner. Dr. Holland tested whether amyloid, which is seen in Alzheimer's disease and a third of CBD cases, affected synaptic loss, which often correlates to cognitive function. It was explained that using MRI and PET imaging, they showed that amyloid negative cases showed higher synaptic loss, severely affecting the anterior and subcortical regions of the brain. Distinctive patterns of synaptic loss and atrophy show differences in the pathogenic processes according to whether CBD is likely to be caused by Alzheimer's disease or CBD.